providing this community beautiful floors and so much more. The team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and welcome to Community Comment. And before we get things kicked off here, I want to remind you it is brought to you by our friends at Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center right here on Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of the cabinetry, you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful, but to last for years to come. So partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship over at Professional Floor Covering. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio. Joining us here on the program this morning is Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. Brian, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us here on Community Comment today.
Good morning, Kevin. Appreciate the opportunity.
And it's been a while. I asked you, we were kind of quick to come on air this morning, but I asked you before we started, you've been on Community Comment before, but this is kind of a new environment for you. It's been a little while since we had you on. So we appreciate the commissioner giving some of his time this morning to talk about some important topics. We'll dive into work zone safety. Last week was a work zone safety awareness week, so it's a timely topic. We'll discuss more about that and some other projects happening within Dodge County throughout our program today. But if you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment today, want to open up the phone lines here. The phone number to call in is 920-885-4446, or you can text questions in to 920-887-9595. Again, the phone number 920-885-4446 if you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment this morning, Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. And Brian, as I mentioned, you've been on the show before, but it's been a little bit, so it's been a while. I think this is the first time I had the opportunity to interview you here on Community Comment and discuss what your role is with the county. So I think that's maybe a good place to start our conversation today, and just sort of peel back a little bit what your duties are, what your responsibilities are, what you oversee in your role as Dodge County Highway Commissioner.
Yeah, great. Good morning, Kevin and listeners. Yeah, I am the Highway Commissioner for Dodge County. We are responsible for all of the improvements and maintenance on the county highway system, which is a very large system, 540 miles of county highway. And we also contract with the DOT to do all the maintenance on the state roads. And for clarification, state roads are identified by numbers, 151 and 41, and county highways are all identified by letters. Some people don't always recognize how that system is laid out. And then the town roads are roads that have names, Pond Road and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we're responsible for everything on the county system and all the maintenance on the state system, 240 miles of state highway. Our work is seasonal. Obviously, we do different things in different seasons. We're approaching the construction season right now. We're cleaning up from winter, doing repairs to things that were damaged through the winter, signs and guardrail, things of that nature. And we're preparing for the winter, for the summer season, the construction season. A lot of pipe replacements, ditch work, grading, construction projects. We've got about 22 or 23 miles of new pavement programmed on the county system this year, so looking forward to a very successful and aggressive repaving season. We're very fortunate to be able to do that. Then we transition into fall, and that's wrap up all our construction projects and drainage issues and get ready for winter, transition all of our equipment to snow and ice control mode and get ready for the winter season and react to weather as we receive it.
Yeah, and it's really, I sort of look at it almost, obviously there's these transition periods that we're in now from winter to summer and summer to winter, but really it breaks it down, you know, your role and what you have to do with the roads really breaks down into two separate seasons. There's the summer months when it comes to repairing and and working on updating the roads and other projects that you can do in the warmer months. And in the winter, it's clearing the roads of snow and plowing and icing roads. And that's a big part of what you guys do at the highway department there.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and how now, Brian, you've been how long have you been Dodge County Highway Commissioner here?
I've been with the county 20 years, commissioner for 19.
19 years, so coming up on two decades here in that role. Is this something that you had envisioned as you know, I'm passionate about working with at the county level, helping steer projects like your maintenance projects and things of this nature. Is this something that you sort of envisioned as your career path?
It is. I went to engineering school right out of high school, and I worked for 19 years at the city of Watertown in a similar capacity for the street department. So this has been my whole career, is public works administration. I was very happy to get the opportunity to, if you will, graduate from the city to the county without having to relocate my family. And it's been very good, very rewarding. I've got to meet and work with a lot of good people. I think I've learned a lot about public works administration and budgets and the constraints and struggles that we have with fixed budgets and rising costs, equipment and personnel. There's a lot to balance, but it's been my passion for a long time.
Rewarding career. And Brian, what is I've always wanted to ask, because obviously Dodge County is a very rural county. It's got some bigger populated area cities, but most of the roads, I'm sure you are on top of, are rural county roads. What are some of the challenges that come with being a primarily rural county with a lot of farmland? You got a lot of bigger equipment traveling on these roads. Is that being a big factor in terms of being able to upgrade roads and being on top of these repair projects? Is these farming equipment that are traveling on these roads? What are just some of the challenges that come with the rural county?
Yeah, that's a very fair question. A couple of things in particular. You mentioned the heavy equipment.
Yeah.
We need to take that into consideration. We need to focus on the edge of that pavement. That big heavy equipment constantly running on the edge of the pavement causes damage in an area not common in a more urban area, but we have to deal with that. We've also got to recognize and deal with drainage and some of the challenges that come with ag country. Debris, corn stalk debris and things like that in our drainage systems. We need to do maintenance focused on that kind of work. A lot of field entrances and pipes and things in a drainage system that you wouldn't have in an urban area. Sometimes we've got debris on the roads we have to address. Another big challenge in the rural areas for snow removal is the wind.
Yeah, sure.
We have a lot of wind.
It's a lot of wind tunnels here.
We can plow the same snow 4 or 5 days in a row until the wind stops. Yeah. That's a constant challenge for our drivers in the winter months is the wind. Where we can, we'll put up some snow fence or try to do something to curb that effect a little bit. But realistically, the wind is boss until it stops. We're busy.
Exactly. We're with Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field here on Community Comment this morning. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
For everything happening in your hometown, turn to 95.3 WBEV. Kick off your mornings with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett, weekdays 6 to 9. Hometown Today brings you the latest community events at 9 a.m. And hear the latest from area newsmakers at 10 a.m. on Community Comment. At 11, Taking Care of Business features area local businesses. And at noon, WBEV's In the Know gives you everything you need to know packed into 1 hour. So listen weekdays on 95.3 WBEV and DailyDodge.com.
So much to see. McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to save. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Discover the floor model clearance sale on Symbol and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We have new mattress sets arriving soon and need to clear out the old discontinued models. You can save big. These are not bargain basement qualities, but are the regular top-of-the-line models. These mattress sets are made in Wisconsin. Stop in during the floor model clearance sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Quantities are limited, so hurry in for best selection. We also have adjustable bases, headboards, bed frames, sheets, and mattress protectors. Delivery and disposal of your old mattress is available. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use our parking lot entrance, which is handicap accessible.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger Rods and Reels, Northland Tackle Bobbers and Bait, all sorts of Senko Worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix Rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Now here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:18 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into today's Community Comment. Our guest on the program today, again, is Brian Field, the Dodge County Highway Commissioner, here on Community Comment. Once again, if you have a question for our guests here on the program today, you can call in at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question, again, for our guest, Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field, here on Community Comment this morning. And the reason I wanted to bring in Brian Field to join us here on the program is last week was Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. I was hoping to get you on last week. Scheduling did not work out that way, so I appreciate the commissioner making today work to come in. I feel like, obviously, with last week being sort of the awareness week to draw attention on this important topic, I feel like talking about work zone safety and reminding motorists and even myself what to do when you approach work zones and construction workers on the side of the road is a topic that you can talk about at any point throughout the year, not just when Work Zone Safety Awareness Week comes up. Obviously, every year they come out with a theme for the week. This year's theme is Respect the Zone, so we all get home. Obviously, the biggest reminder, the thing we want to share is when people are driving, they want to get home to families every evening and see their loved ones. So do the workers on the side of the road want to see their loved ones as well. So they just obviously ask people be careful when hitting those work zones. And Brian, what are some important tips and reminders that we want to give listeners and viewers here on Community Comment when it comes to traveling through work zones?
Yeah, thank you. I think the most important thing is awareness. This Work Zone Safety Awareness Week is really something we need to practice every day, like Kevin said. It's happening. We're out there. We've got roads closed, daytime closures already, and some are going to become seasonal closures very soon. Yeah. Be aware. We try very hard to give advance warning, signs, message boards. We put them out as soon as we can with kind of a schedule as to when this road's going to be closed, make arrangements to either leave early or drive slower or choose a different route. Try to avoid it. It saves you the inconvenience of a one-lane closure or detour if you're aware of that in advance. So we do our best to give advance warning, both for short-term and long-term closure. So be aware of that. Pay attention to the signs. Slow down. Slow down is the number one thing. We can't say that enough. It's the most important thing you can do. When you recognize you're approaching a work zone of any nature or length, slow down. Pay attention to the signs. We try very hard to direct people in a safe area. We have flaggers in place. They need respect and cooperation. Their lives are at stake. That's one of the most dangerous jobs we have is the flagger. Look for that person. Slow down and follow their direction. They're there to keep you safe. So follow the advance warning signs, detour signs if they apply. We have arrow boards. Many times, especially on the four lanes, we have lane closures. We give you notice to move over to the appropriate lane and slow down to get through the area safely. That's done with arrow boards, message boards, and flaggers. Portable signs. If it's a moving, rolling closure, we have a lot of portable signs. They're typically pulled behind trucks. Watch them and watch out for them. We've recently started to convert a lot of our truck to display green lights. A green light is a new effort approved by legislation to put on highway maintenance vehicles. We found that it's more visible in poor light conditions, and it's something you don't necessarily just take for granted. The amber light has become so common that it's not as effective as we need it to be to protect people in work zones and to protect our employees. So the green light, green light on a plow truck or the green light on construction equipment is there to draw attention to a work zone. Please recognize that and obey. We were hoping that that green light would be as recognizable for construction zones as a flashing white light is on a school bus. Mm. That was a very effective ad they did on the school bus fleets years ago, very effective, and we're hoping for that same kind of a recognition with the green light. So green lights mean slow down, construction zone. We have crash attenuators, big crash cushions behind trucks. If somebody is distracted for whatever reason, we've got that there so that they have the chance to hit something that's somewhat forgiving and life-saving as opposed to the back end of a huge piece of equipment. When you enter a work zone, you need to be aware there's a lot of hazards. It's not just a nuisance there, but it's a safety issue. There's a lot of big equipment that some resident in a vehicle could be seriously injured colliding with large pieces of equipment. There's loose material on the roadways. Again, another reason to slow down, keep your vehicle under control. Mud, slippery conditions, stockpiles of material. One of the biggest struggles we have, Kevin, is distracted drivers. Telephones, texting, big problem, not just in a work zone, but particularly in a work zone. There is legislation that makes handheld phones illegal in a work zone and fines are double in a work zone. So you can avoid a lot of litigation and pain and expense. Hang up and drive. Hands-free is allowed, but use that sparingly. It's best to hang up, pay attention to what's happening in the work zone, and maybe resume that call when you get out of the work zone and get back to a safer travel mode. Be patient. Be patient. We're really not trying to be an inconvenience. We're trying to build safe roads, and sometimes it's an inconvenience. Be patient. Be respectful of the workers out there. It's a tough job. It's a tough job. So we ask you, hang up and drive, slow down, be patient, recognize the hazards, and react accordingly.
Yeah, the distracted driving one is such an important one to note here, because I feel like anytime we bring in members of law enforcement like Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt or even local police chiefs and officers here coming in on Community Comment, honestly, most of the times when we talk about accidents and vehicle crashes here in Dodge County, I feel like a lot of times, even when I get press releases from these agencies, they oftentimes mention distracted driving was a contributing factor into that crash. So as Brian Field had mentioned here, put that phone down, focus on the road in front of you. That could help save a lot of lives. Here's just a couple of statistics here that was brought to light here with the Work Zone Safety Awareness Week last week. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, over the past 5 years, there have been more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones, causing 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. In that same time period in Dodge County, experienced 11 work zone crashes, resulting in 15 injuries and one death. So Dodge County has also seen its fair share of drivers moving their way through work zones and having problems, causing accidents and in one case causing a fatality. And Brian, I think it's one thing also to note that when it comes to these work zones, a lot of them happen on highways and freeways where speeds are increased, and obviously people are they're going to have to slow down when they approach these work zones. That's why paying attention is so important. So they can see those signs, they can see flaggers, and say, oh, I got to slow down. I got to merge, you know, into a different lane. But I think that's what heightens a lot of these issues is a lot of these work zones are done on roads that people are traveling at a higher rate of speed. So when that happens, the danger goes up.
Yeah, visibility can be a challenge at times, depending on the location of the work zone, and your reaction time is limited. People don't necessarily always remember what it takes to react, and like I said, we try to give the advance warning to get people in the alert and in the mode to start to slow down and react accordingly.
As Highway Commissioner here for Dodge County, when you talk with your crews or if they're going out and working on the side of a road, is there something that you will share with them, if people coming in and starting working with your department, say, hey, these are some things that just keep a head on a swivel, keep your eyes up when you're working on the side of the road? What are some tips that you give to the workers who are doing these?
Good question. We do a fair amount of training for new employees. There's a certified flagger training they need to go through to learn that job and work zone safety, because everybody's life is in jeopardy. And as I said earlier, flagger's job is one of the most important and dangerous jobs we have. And many times our newer employees get assigned there until they become more familiar with some of the construction practices. So we tell them, keep your head on a swivel, keep looking upstream, don't turn your back on the traffic, and don't trust the traffic. Most people are great, and they abide by the recommendations and the guidance, but a distracted driver, an impaired driver, you can't trust.
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder. You never know what is going through a driver's head when you think they may have seen the signs, they may be slowing down, but something happens where you can't judge and guess what is happening, especially when vehicles are traveling at that high rate of speed. And Brian, is for these flaggers and people working on the side of the road, do they have to go back in every couple of years and like get updated trainings and recertify themselves after a couple of years?
Yes, it's required every other year to be recertified, but we have constant training, or we do our best to have constant training, even if it's just a Thursday morning toolbox talk, just a reminder that safety is number one and we can't ever let our guard down. Another challenge, Kevin, that we've been having is wrong way drivers.
Sure, yeah.
That's a real hazard, and in a work zone it's that much worse. But
it's another great point there that we've seen. A lot of accidents here lately, here in Dodge County, also in Fond du Lac County, of drivers going the wrong way on freeways, and that can cause, obviously, a lot of problems for drivers and also people working in work zones here. Our guest here on Community Comment today is Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
We've got a pair of high school games on Daily Dodge TV Tuesday night. First at 5 o'clock, the Beaver Dam girls soccer team welcomes defending Division II state champ Oregon to town. Then at 7 o'clock, it's the Beaver Dam baseball team playing host to Wanakee. The broadcasts are presented by Columbus Family Dental, Hometown Glass and Improvement, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. Don't miss Beaver Dam high school girls soccer and Beaver Dam baseball Tuesday night on Daily Dodge TV.
The Prairie Ridge Health Orthopedic Team is dedicated to providing personal health care tailored to your unique needs. Their team of experts treat a wide array of conditions and offer the latest surgical and non-surgical treatment options. Whether you suffer from arthritis or even a complex sports injury, they are here for you. They have clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and now Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House marking the 100-day mark of President Trump's second term. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says today the president will sign several executive orders focused on immigration, including one.
It will direct the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security to publish a list of state and local jurisdictions that obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws.
An ABC News Washington Post poll shows approval of the president's immigration policy is roughly split at about 50-50, but that same poll found his overall approvals at a record low of 39%. President's comments have become a key issue in the race for Canada's next prime minister. Canadians going to the polls today to vote. Liberal leader Mark Carney considered a slight favorite. The Vatican says the conclave to choose the next pope will take place May 7th, and opening statements underway in the trial of a former Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in a 2022 shooting death. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Well, be prepared for hazardous weather today. The National Weather Service says some extremely severe storms could push through most of Wisconsin on Monday. The second round of storms is expected Monday night into Tuesday morning, with a chance of tornadoes, strong winds, hail, and flooding. We'll keep an eye on weather reports and be ready to move to safety if a tornado approaches. Well, the Columbus Fire Department is hosting a live propane fire training tomorrow at 6 p.m. p.m. The training is in partnership with the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council. It will consist of classroom instruction at the fire department on the physical properties of propane and a hands-on portion that includes five fire scenarios, including a grill, forklift, bulk tank, and propane terminal piping props. The Beaver Dam Fire Department has several position openings, including a paid on-call. Chief Michael Wesley says that the position is used in the same capacity as a volunteer firefighter. He adds that they have begun the recruiting process for paid on-call firefighters for fall 2025 and will be accepting applications through June 1st. A regional jobless claim saw little movement in the third month of 2025. The State Department of Workforce Development says the unemployment rate in Dodge County was 3.1% in March, a 0.2% improvement from February. Last year, the number was 3%. Dodge County jumped to 5 spots in the statewide unemployment ranking tonight. And Beaver Dam is beginning construction of bicycle repair stations in key locations across the city. These stations are tentatively planned to be located at Votech Park, Swan Park, and Waterworks Park. The project is a collaborative effort between the city and the Beaver Dam High School. The students from the Beaver Dam High School Technology and Engineering Program will play a key role in fabricating these stations, gaining hands-on experience while contributing to meaningful community improvement. More information is at DailyDodge.com. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 75. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 58. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 63.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at
623-5559. Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and we are back here with more Community Comment. And we'll kick that off in just a moment. But first, I wanted to remind you that it is brought to you in part by our friends at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. And they are under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now. Area rugs at McKinstry's Home Furnishings are on sale for their super spectacular area rug clearance event. There's more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with more Community Comment.
Well, thank you, Jake, and welcome back into our third segment this morning of Community Comment. Our guest on the program is Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. If you have a question for our guest here on the program today, you can call in at 920-885-4446. Or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question again for our guest, Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field, in here today to talk about work zone safety, as last week was Work Zone Safety Awareness Week, a very timely topic, and a topic, again, that I mentioned that you could talk about throughout the entire course of the year. Is it's important to get these reminders, as especially now that construction season is starting to ramp up here in Dodge County, and that's what we're going to be spending this most of this segment here talking about, is highlighting just some projects that are happening here within Dodge County. And Brian, what does the 2025 slate look like when it comes to road projects here in Dodge County?
It looks good. We're glad to be able to do almost 22 miles of new pavement on the county system this year, and those projects are Highway K from Q to Highway 60, Highway M from 151 to Highway MM up by Waupun. Also, Highway M from MM into Waupun. Two separate sections, two different funding sources, but all basically one project. County Trunk Highway H from Highway Z to Highway YY. County Trunk Highway CI from County Trunk Highway I to 26. County Trunk Highway CC from 73 to Highway G. County Trunk Highway KK from Interstate 41 to Highway K up near the northeast corner of the county, and Highway N from 67 to P. So glad to have those projects on the county system, totaling almost 22 miles of bad road that's going to get reconditioned and repaved and make a lot of people in those areas very happy.
Yeah.
There's also some state jobs. 151 is going to get two new intersection improvements. Intersection of Highway C and 151 will get an R-cut or a Michigan left improvement. Take most of the summer to get that done, but when it's done, it'd be a much safer condition. And the same program will be done on Highway DE down by South Beaver Dam, and that one will start June 1st. Actually, Highway 151 and C starts today.
Okay, wow, look at that.
Yeah, so it's happening, and it's good. There's also a section of 28 from Horicon to Mayville going to be reconditioned and repaved this year on the DOT project list. So nice to have these improvements, nice to have the funding to be able to do these improvements. But it is going to cause some unsafe conditions at times, work zones and detours and inconveniences.
That's why we were be sure to highlight those reminders in our previous segment of what motorists need to be aware about when approaching a work zone. And Brian, you'd mentioned here when talking about the projects happening at the county level anyways, you mentioned just around 22 miles of road that will be targeted for work here during the summer months here in 2025. And that 22 mile is kind of an important number for the county. Why is that?
It is. It's our target. It's our target of a minimum new pavement projects each year. Our system, as I said earlier, is 540 miles of road, give or take. Yeah. And if we put that on a 25-year life cycle, that equates to 22 miles a year. So the goal is good. The goal is hard to attain at times, but the goal is 25-year life cycle on asphalt pavement being replaced every 25 years.
Yeah, and maybe this is a good way or segue into discussing what is the qualifications or decision-making process that goes into deciding, all right, these are the projects that we're going to be focusing on this year. All right, maybe, obviously, this is an important one, but maybe we can push this one back. We won't have time to get through these all. But obviously, it's not. I'm sure it's not an easy process or an easy decision-making process to go through and decide what projects they'll be working on and what projects will be pushed off till next year.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. And there are a lot of factors that go into that decision. We try to do equal amounts in each quadrant of the county. Just share the good luck, if you will. Share the resources to do some projects in each quadrant of the county. The condition of the roadway certainly is a factor. We need to keep them safe. And when they get to a point where we can't afford to keep them safe, we need to try to replace them. The volume of traffic. Obviously, a highway that's got a higher volume of traffic is going to take precedent over a low-volume road. Our budget is another topic that's certainly got to be part of the discussion. And then sometimes it's proximity to other projects. We have some efficiencies if we can group projects closer together. What we like to do for a lot of reasons is if we have a section of roadway that's going to get a new bridge, a bridge replacement, and the highway is going to be closed anyway. So if that road is worthy of replacement or rehab and repaving, we like to do that while that road is closed and do it in conjunction with the bridge project so you're only inconvenienced for one season. So it's things like that. Yeah. There's a lot involved, but it's condition of the road, the volume of traffic, the budget, its proximity to other projects, and if there's a bridge or something like that, that makes it logical to do it in that year.
Does the county utilize – this is something that we've had a lot of cities and municipalities bring up as something that they go through and gauge how bad a road is, and if it's called the PACER rating. Is that something that the county uses as well? It's sort of like a 0 through 10 rating. Obviously, the lower the rating is, I think the worse the road is, higher it is, the better it is. Is that something that the county utilizes as well to determine if a road needs to be worked on and fixed heading into the year?
Yes. Yeah, it's required actually by the state if you want to get your state funding. Every other year you need to rate every section of your roadway, 1 through 10, 10 being new, 1 being failed, and submit that. The state then maintains a map of all roads and their conditions for their own data, for their own reasoning. And it's also part of the process and part of the funding formula that determines how much we get from the state for transportation funds.
Yeah, that's an important part of the long process in determining what roads will be worked on and what roads need to be addressed moving into every construction season. And Brian, this is also, I think, a good place to have us discuss briefly just an important resource that people can utilize and go to if they want to find out more about these projects or what's happening with the highway department. And that is the Dodge County Highway Department tab on the county website. And just go through what are some of the resources that people can find and utilize if they visit that site.
Sure, and thank you for that plug there. Our staff works pretty hard to keep that all current. And some of the things timely this time of year are updates on closures and detours, load-posted bridges, policies and permits that people need to get for driveway access or utility installations. Those permits and policies are all in place on that website. We have a lot of frequently asked questions. People want to know about roadside mowing or our herbicide application program or what do I need a permit for or where do I go for that kind of information. And like I said, there's a map, the interactive map with load-posted bridges, which helps anybody who's planning to move equipment in and out of an area or a mover or something like that. So we try to keep that very current. There's a lot of good information on there. If you're putting up a mailbox, it tells you how and where you can put your mailbox up and what height the post office likes to have it at. We try to keep it just helpful information and keep it very current.
Yeah, and another one is items prohibited in the right-of-way. That's another one that a lot of people, or even myself, when we have discussions about this, what is allowed, what isn't allowed, that has that information. Winter plowing, information you can find on that website. As, again, Brian mentioned, the State of Wisconsin Highway Construction Project List and federal DOT highway construction list you can find on that website. And they even update, they even post on that website when they update. So you can find out to the day, to the minute, when they're on here giving updates on projects happening here in Dodge County. So, again, that is the Dodge County Highway Department tab on the Dodge County website. If you visit the website, you can go to the Departments tab, which is on the far left side on the top of the webpage, and then just find Highway Department or just Highway and click on that, and then you'll find all that information there. But we're with Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field here on Community Comment this morning. We have to take another break. More show is coming up next.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer. Our policy is to provide equal opportunity employment, development, and advancement to all current and potential teammates. If you are an organization that maintains a job bank, provides employment information, or gives job referrals, you may request to be placed on the station's mailing list for future career opportunities. To learn more about careers at Good Karma Brands, please email careers@goodkarmabrands.com.
Doctors Jackie and Colby McIntyre of Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph are here for you if your pet isn't feeling well.
At Marshview Veterinary Clinic, we are happy to provide urgent care veterinary services to animals in our community. Urgent care cases come up all the time where you're all of a sudden realizing that your pet is bothering their ear. You need to have them seen. In many cases, we can be available within a day or so to see those cases.
To make an appointment, call Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph today or visit marshviewvetclinic.com.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done, it can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud train dealer.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and with the last segment of Community Comment, here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back in again to our last segment of Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Our guest here on the program today is Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. If you have a question for our guest, that phone number, again, to call in is 920-885-4446, or you can text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field, here to talk with us about a lot of the projects that are happening here, will be happening soon here in the county when it comes to road construction, work zone safety tips and reminders to keep in mind as we start to ramp up here the construction season for 2025. Highlighted an important resource here with the Dodge County Highway Department website that people can go to find out more about those projects and the construction timeline windows and more policies and forms that people need to know about on that website there. And Brian, also want to highlight just another resource, maybe more on a state level than on a county level before we pivot here to our next topic, and that is the 511 app. And how important that is for our people just not only traveling here in Dodge County, but a lot of people travel to different counties for work or vacations. And that's also just a tremendous resource to let people know, hey, this is a project that's taking place that could impact your travel plans. And something I'm sure a lot of people in your position recommend people to have on their phone.
Yes, thank you. That is a very good resource for people to use as they're traveling or as you'd said, planning a trip. Yep. They'll tell you very current information on closures and or just accidents and delays. And they do a very good job of that, keeping that current and detailed so that you can understand what you may encounter on different routes.
And there's a website that people can go to, 511WI.gov. You can follow them on X at 511WI. You can also download their app, just search in the Google Play Store, the App Store, 511 Wisconsin app. You can, again, find locations of roadwork projects, get the live traffic cameras and more on that app. So it's another tremendous resource on top of visiting the Dodge County Highway Department website to get all those important details there as well. Brian, want to spend here our last few minutes together here on the program discussing another really important project, timely project, that is, I believe, going to start ramping up around this time of year. The end of April, I believe, is when things were going to kick off with that. And that is spraying for vegetation, roadside vegetation, noxious weeds here along Dodge County roads. Just sort of start off here and just talk about what this project is and what the Highway Department will be doing here along county roads.
It's a countywide herbicide application program that we started a number of years ago on a very small scale, pilot programs, to try to get control of the invasive species that have recently come into Dodge County and are causing great concern not only along the roadways but for the agriculture community. And some of them are very noxious and health hazards. While parsnip is one in particular that's a health hazard to anybody that comes into contact with that plant during a certain time of the year. And can be very harmful to people. And we've got people out there in these adopt-a-highway groups walking around in that stuff, being exposed to it, is a hazard and a curse to what is a good program. So we started to study with UW Extension people what are some of the options. We visited with other counties at the state level to see what has been done, what can be done. And we were kind of a leader in a new program where we apply this mixture, this blend of chemicals, which is outlined on our website for anybody that wants to get a little more familiar with it. But it's remarkable. It's very selective as to what it will eradicate and what it will allow to grow. There's a lot of focus on pollinators and the need to protect them and the plant species that they need to thrive. Milkweed is a good example for the monarch. So this blend of herbicides will take out wild parsnip and teasel and phragmites and thistle and a whole lot of undesirables and yet allow milkweed and the desirable pollinators to grow. It's remarkable what science has been able to do and test and determine is safe. We did a lot of soul searching with our own resources and UW folks before we started to do this to determine it's been adequately tested and determined to be safe. We apply that along with another product in that blend is called a growth regulator, which reduces the speed that the grasses grow, which eliminates one mowing cycle for us. We typically mow our roadsides two and sometimes three times in a season. This eliminates the first one with that growth regulator, and yet it allows the desirables to grow for the pollinators. We started it on a small scale, and we've now grown it to a point where we do the entire county right-of-way system and about a third of the state highway system. It's been very successful. Very well received for the most part, and because we eliminate a mowing, it's cost effective. It's cheaper to spray than to mow. So at this point, it seems like a win-win all the way around, and we're glad it's turning out this way.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the herbicide spray is plant-specific, so it only attacks these invasive species are growing here, and it does not hurt native plants and grasses. And when this pilot program was beginning several years ago, Brian, you mentioned that. Was this something that you had to have conversations with farmers and local people who were planting here in the county to say, hey, we're doing this, but though there's no harmful benefits to what your plants and crops are? Was that a conversation that took place?
We certainly did, and we had the good fortune of having some farmers on our highway committee at the time, very familiar with what we were trying to do, and they applaud it. What we have to do, though, Kevin, is a very narrow window of opportunity. We need to apply this herbicide when the invasive plants are emerged, which is right now, and get the application done before the crops emerge. Because, well, that would be a bad thing for the crop.
Right.
So, yeah, the window is now. And then we have to watch the wind and rain and things of that nature. But as you said, it's going to start right now. We want to start probably Wednesday, weather permitting, and then every day we can until we get it done. The other benefit of this is we were able to use a lot of existing equipment. Since we changed our truck fleets to apply liquid brine, we have trucks with tanks, pumps, calibrated computers to apply gallons per mile or per foot. So a lot of the equipment we needed, we already had. Didn't have to go buy a lot of specialized equipment and invest a lot of money that way. So it's been good in that regard, too.
I'm just getting a note here that we do have a caller waiting on line one. Have a few minutes left here on our program, so let's head to the phones and say welcome to Community Comment.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. My question is regarding the addition of the green light to the municipal highway vehicles. For years, if not decades, the green light was denoted for Emergency Operation Command Center when you have multiple agencies arriving, whether it's police, fire, or EMS, for that command so they could identify where to go. Was there any discussion at the state level even acknowledging that and potential confusion, or did they change the color for the command center vehicles, lights, or what?
That's the first time I've heard of that. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. We did go through the legal process to get authorized to use the green light, and I honestly can't tell you what they did with the prior legislation on green lights.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm a retired dispatcher for 33 years through the county, and I know that that is used when there's large or multiple agencies, and it would benefit them so they know where they're going when you get, you know, how many dozens of vehicles around, and so they know where to go to check in and so forth. But I don't know if that's going to add more confusion when this was discussed at the state level, if anyone even brought that up.
Yeah, no, maybe that's a good topic to bring up when we have our state legislatures back on. Mark Bourne joins us, or to bring up. I believe he was very closely involved with this legislation. You know, maybe we can bring that up when he's back on Community Comment.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that phone call here with our guest, Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field, and discussing here this project that will be taking place to spray for invasive plants and vegetation and noxious weeds here, getting going this week. And Brian, before we let you go, just want to give one last reminder here. Why is it important to have these invasive species taken care of? One thing that I remember it being noted was it's important to have clear views in the right of way, and also as there's risk to highway workers and, you know, emergency responders is another one. So it's very important that this project is happening here.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's a noxious weed. Not only is it spreads, and our typical mowing equipment actually spread and promoted the growth of this. So spraying it and controlling it that way is more effective, and it keeps everyone safe that's working in the right of way or recreating in the right of way or anything. It's just it's a invasive species that needed to be controlled, and it's been determined this is the best way to control them.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank our guest here for joining the time to talk with us here on Community Comment this morning. Again, we're with Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. Brian, thank you so much for coming in on Community Comment.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.